Now this last one is, you will find, much more rich than all others. And this last one is in direct line with the teaching of the Veda, which has been greatly lost. If you go to the original Veda, which is not understood today, but if you really make a great effort to find out what is the Vedic teaching, that the Vedic method was that you will be able to arrive at a point where the instrument of the mind itself is transcended and a new instrument is discovered. This is in the Veda. Veda says that a new instrument of truth consciousness, which Sri Aurobindo calls a supermind. So the Vedic rishis had discovered the supermind. So they said that when you act, when you discover the divine's will, and when you begin to act, you no more are obliged to act only through the mind. You will be able to act through the supermind. That was the Vedic discovery. And when you are able to act in the supermind, then that was regarded as a perfection. Because whatever manifests from there is perfect. The divine consciousness is perfect and all actions that proceed from them are perfect actions. Now the same thing was taught in the Bhagavad Gita, because Bhagavad Gita says that beyond the mind, which is the highest point of apara prakriti, there is a higher prakriti, para prakriti. It's a very clear denunciation given in the Bhagavad Gita. The supreme acts at present through the lower prakriti, but it is also capable of acting through a higher prakriti. Now this higher prakriti is a higher instrumentation, which is higher than the mind. So this is the possibility which was manifested, which was made available in the Bhagavad Gita. So, in the Vedic teaching, you might say you reached the highest level that was possible in the history of India, Indian thought. Vishnu Krishna says, I have taught this teaching first to Vivaswan, then to Manu. It was lost and I am now repeating again to you. That is why the Gita's importance is so great. Now, this is what Sri Aurobindo says, that highest point that was reached was that when the instrument was proposed to be perfected, even transcended, so that a new instrumentation can come about. But there the work has remained. It has not yet proceeded further. Having reached the supermind, to make a permanent possibility of residing in the supermind, to bring it down on the earth, not only for one individual or a few individuals, but make it available to the race, that work remains to be done. And that work can be done by the triple transformation, the psychic transformation, spiritual transformation and supramental transformation. All right, I think we can stop here today.